1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York with Boston. Matchbox 20 before that, 3 a.m. And Van Halen got us going today on FU Friday. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And I got to thank Kiss.
Yeah, you see the new issue of Playboy.
I haven't even really shown you yet, Anthony. When we had all the members of Kiss in the studio, they were talking about how Playboy was going to do something called The Girls of Kiss.
Right.
Bunch of girls naked with Kiss makeup on it. And remember we begged the band to please send us a copy when it gets out there?
Yeah.
Well, they sent us a copy.
There it is.
Our own personal copy from Kiss themselves.
Those girls are hot.
The Girls of Kiss. Wow. My Lord, if you're walking by a newsstand, you got to check this out. Wow. Got to. Look at the... Got all the members of Kiss just swarmed with girls completely naked with Kiss makeup on.
Looks kind of bizarre, doesn't it?
It does look bizarre. It's so damn hot, though.
There's some real nice looking ones in there.
Look at Ace Frehley. Does he even know that he's hanging out with a bunch of naked girls in that picture? Look at that.
Look at Paul. Does he care?
What are you trying to say, Anthony?
Well, I'm saying, does he care? I don't know.
All right. Look at Ace, though. He's just so out of it. Ace, look around. Those girls are naked, man. Look around. Oh, man.
Paul.
I got naked chicks around me, New York City. This is a cool shot. Some shots of girls in the front row at a Kiss show all completely topless.
Mm.
That's a hot shot, too. See, you shouldn't hand this to us just as we're going on the air.
I know.
Because now we're distracted. The whole first break is ruined here. But trust me, you're walking by a newsstand. You got to check it out. It's Playboy, The Girls of Kiss. I'm not even sure if it's on the newsstands yet. And Ralph said this one girl right here was just okay.
Yeah, well, you're a little...
What?
You're a little crazy with that girl.
Crazy? All right. If you get the Kiss issue, there's a bunch of girls around Peter Criss, all right? Just past the pictures of the Kiss concert. And the girl to the far left, those are the best breasts I've ever seen in my damn life.
Everyone has different opinions.
And I said, Ralph. I go, Ralph, like. Aren't those the best breasts you've ever seen? And what did you say, Ralph?
Okay.
They're okay. How can you say they're okay?
So then Opie said that Ralph must be a homo.
They're better than okay.
Well, which
a lot better than okay.
All right, which ones would you go for, Ralph?
I'm quite happy with the ones I have, thank you.
Well, this is fantasy. I think your wife can handle you talking about another woman, Ralph.
Look at that. He's in that position.
He is.
Can't even talk
All right,
about
so your
it.
Wife's listening. Kathy,
oh
don't listen
God.
To this.
All right.
Come on, it's fantasy land. Which breast would you point out?
Which ones?
Yeah, which ones are like...
You realize you're getting me in serious trouble.
I know.
Oh, my God. You can't even point to ones you think would be attractive?
This is fantasy
I
world,
see
man.
I look like Mrs. T, so...
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
Wow. All right, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty hot right there.
Oh, he's pusky whipped.
Come on. She knows we're just having fun, right?
Yeah.
We put you in a bad position every day. At least you didn't curse this time on our show. We appreciate that.
You haven't shut the mic off yet.
As soon as we shut off the mic, we're in trouble.
That's so funny. I got a little flack when I got home the other night from Jen. Remember the girl that called up and said that she had been going out with the guy for about 8 weeks, and she had finally decided to give him a Hummer?
Yes.
And it was going to be the first time she described how she was going to do it. They usually sit down and make out, and he gets to second base, as it were. And she was going to finally reach over and undo his pants and start.
And we were all just freaking out.
And the way,
here.
Yeah, because you remember what that's like, you know? And I was just sitting here, I guess, drooling and moaning and groaning. So I get home, and Jen's like, so, did you, how long did you stay on the phone with your girlfriend? Like, oh, my girlfriend. I can only wish a girlfriend like that. Oh, please.
It's just memories.
Yeah, so I guess I was being a little too overly excited on the phone.
When you start dating a new woman and that happens for the first time, there's nothing better in the
no
entire world.
No beating that.
There's no drug that's better. There's nothing.
I was just trying to, like, totally get into the whole mindset there, because she was saying the guy has no clue this is going to happen. Like, they hadn't talked about it. And remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When you're dating and all of a sudden
you have five
it
or
starts
six,
going down.
Yeah, you have five or six dates. You're watching some movies and stuff, and you get to second base. And you just know every time you try for third, you're going to get shut down.
Right, right.
Tried to go for the pass. She's going to make that kung fu maneuver. You ladies with your hands, it's amazing what you guys could pull off. But
you know, it was funny. I remember this one. what are you doing? Oh, like all of a sudden you're like, should I go for it? Okay, all right, we're in the throes of passion here. It's got to be the right time.
Uh-huh.
You know? So you go to make the move, and the girl goes, what are you doing? And it's just like, oh, oh God. Man. I felt it. It was perfect timing.
Shut out again.
Now I'm just like, now the whole scheduling gets pushed back another couple of weeks. It's just a mess.
And you don't, and you ladies don't understand the stress you put us through.
Oh,
because we're not sure if it's the right time to make the move. Are we gonna get shut down?
You don't know.
You just don't know.
It's mind-boggling. Every time you go out on the date, it's like, is this gonna be the time? Do I try it? Do I not? And she knows.
Mm-hmm.
She totally knows. All the power in the world.
She knows when she's giving it.
You ladies, we love you.
Got all the power.
Yeah.
All right, so we're ready to rock here, right?
What are you doing?
It's FU Friday. Let's just get it out of the way. A big FU to anyone that supports cop killers. Thank you.
Yeah,
enough discussion on that.
A bunch of people showed up there.
A ton of instant feedback and faxes and phone calls on that, so let's just get that one out of the way. Yeah. You support a cop killer, a big FU to you.
FU.
All right, the fax line for the rest of the FUs, 212-957-WNEW. And, of course, if you're online right now, use the instant feedback. We love feedback when we're doing our radio show. Just click on our pictures through the WNEW website, and you could throw an email right to us here in the studio. All right?
Look at that. I just updated it.
Yeah.
The scandal. Look at it. All of a sudden, an FU, I guess, to Ralph. A big FU to that pusky-whooped bastard who's scared to look at Playboy because his wife might get mad at him. Thanks, Jay. Jay from Jersey. Look at that. Throwing an FU Ralph's way.
That's cool. See, we can update this immediately. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Days of the New and the Downtown. A little band from Kentucky doing quite well for themselves. I think they're finally of age, that band. When that CD came out, they were 16 and a half, 17 years old. Anthony and I used to buy beer for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were doing shows in Boston.
The last station we worked at, Days of the New, we were one of the first stations that played those guys. Now everyone plays Days of the New. And they played a couple club gigs for our radio station, but they weren't of age to drink.
So we'd be backstage and they'd go, like, could you go out to the bar and grab us some beers?
It's like, sure, man.
Yeah.
So,
breaking the law.
I think we hold a special place in their hearts.
Yes.
We got them there. Brew. All right, man. It's FU Friday. Keep the faxes coming. 212-957-WNEW. And if you want to use the phone line, we'll go there next. 212-757-1027. Hi, NEW.
Hey, is this Opie or Anthony?
Both. Yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
I want to tell you, I heard Howard this morning, and they were talking about you guys.
Really?
Well,
they didn't mention our name, unfortunately. Right.
Yeah. But they said they were talking about what you guys were talking about yesterday when, was it Opie got beat up for saying nigger?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the story goes, yeah, when I was young, I was...
Well, I heard it yesterday, but this morning I heard it on Howard.
Yeah. Well, so Big Black, if that sucking motherfucker is listening to our show, give us credit, you asshole. You piece of shit. You... Oh my god. Holy shit.
Are you guys playing broad bingo today?
We need the help around here, and if Big Black's going to call Howard with a cute little story that's going to make everyone laugh, at least, you know, tell her where it came from.
Yeah, I know, heard it. Name, I know.
All right, man.
Humorous anecdote.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Hello?
My god. Yeah, we've gotten quite a few calls and emails and faxes about that one.
Thanks for... You know, supporting us a little bit, guys.
Man.
We're feeling the love when you're paying attention and letting us know about things like that.
Don Stern, you hold all the listeners in your pocket like so many nickels and dimes. You must let us drink from the well, Don Stern.
Hi, NEW. NEW.
You're on the air.
You're on the air. Hello.
No, they don't. That delay might be shaking them up.
Hi, NEW.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. What's
up? I got a big FU.
All right.
I just bought a brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
And you know how you get the loan from the bank?
Right.
They send me the doggone loan payment booklet one day before the first payment is due. How's
so
that? Huh?
You have an instant late on your record now.
Yeah. Big mother effing FU to North Fork Tank. And And while we're on to FUs, big FU to Caramella.
Ouch. All right, we'll get that one out of the way.
Take care, guys. Right,
take it easy, man.
A lot of people calling with that one today.
I hate that when you get bills or something and it's like due date today.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks for the little buffer period here.
Exactly.
Then they rake you for being late.
Hi, N-E-W.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a big FU for the governor of St. Louis.
Governor of St. Louis.
Yeah, he communicated that guy's sentence for death when the Pope was there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the Pope came and told him that this triple murderer shouldn't be on death row.
Yeah.
And the guy just rolled over because it was the Pope and said, okay, we'll give him life in prison.
He killed.
He killed like some drug partner that he had.
Yep.
But then he killed his wife and his handicapped son.
Can you imagine?
So, and this guy, and then all of a sudden he finds God in prison. Of course.
Of
you get a couple of feet of pipe in the keister, and you'll find God, too. That's the first step to becoming a Jesus freak in prison is becoming queen of the weight room prom. You know?
You
it's easy.
Great.
Man.
Yeah, that guy you had on yesterday was hysterical.
Oh, we love Louis Black.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's out of his mind. We love him.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty much a regular on the show.
He's really great.
He really digs coming in here, and you can see him on the Daily Show every Wednesday night.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks for checking in.
Have a good day.
All right.
I was laughing my ass off last night thinking about what that caller said about the Pope yesterday.
Yeah, say that
again. He said, you know, the Pope has the big Pope mobile. It's that car with the square glass case that he drives in. It would be funny as hell if, as he's driving, all of a sudden wind starts blowing and dollar bills are flying around, and he's got to grab them.
He could take that big ass Pope hat.
The
of
Pope
his
hat and fill it up.
Yeah.
Look how much money I have raised for the Vatican
for the lepers.
Yeah, with that stupid wave he's got. He's trying to catch the dollars waving like he does with the back of his hand.
Hello, who look at dollars?
So, Pete Anthony, it's FU Friday. I got to read this fax. It's just so wrong. 212-957-WNEW if you want to send a fax. This is from Wacky Stacky, I think. A big FU to the makers of Wow Potato Chips. I almost S'd in my pants because I couldn't hold it on the bus. And when I got home, I blew mud for an hour.
It says on the bag it could cause a loosening of the stool.
Yes.
That's what it says.
I know that is so wrong, but I had to read that on the air. I blew mud for an hour. That's awful. The green apple splatters.
Oh.
Oh, man.
How did it get on the back of the bowl?
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Sweetest Thing, you two. It's Opie and Anthony. It's FU Friday, and we're off to a fine, fine start.
Well, yes, it's your opportunity to vent your week's worth of anger, and we give you the forum right here.
Yeah, I don't think we've explained the FU concept lately, and we're getting new listeners every single day at this point.
It's pretty good. We're lucky. We have a forum all week long to vent our pissed-offedness.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday, we open up the phones, and you could call up and what pissed you off this week? You know, whether it was your lame-ass boss, your wife or husband ragging you, you know, the mechanic that charged all kinds of cash, you pulled your car out of the lot and it's still screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your forum.
Pretty much. And we put a lot of you guys on Friday.
Yeah.
We kind of turned the show over to you guys completely on Fridays.
Exactly.
And we got another lady on the line here, Anthony. Rachel, I think her name is. She tried the Hummer technique that we're telling everyone. And another satisfied customer on the line here.
That's great.
Now, I'm stuttering because we've been talking to so many ladies in the last few days and they just get me so worked up. But Laura Korn was in here, mm-hmm. and she gave a great technique to give a special Hummer to your boyfriend or husband.
Yes.
And Laura Korn pretty much guaranteed the ladies that it would be the best Hummer he ever had. As long as this technique wasn't done on him before you got to him.
It's a tall order, but people are coming through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the technique again, because there's hundreds of emails from ladies that want to know it.
Oh, well, you blindfold your man, and of course he is naked, and then you have a hot liquid and a cold liquid in two separate glasses. You drink the hot, and you start your Hummer.
Yeah.
And then that alone would make most guys go crazy.
Oh.
Then when he's not expecting it, you put the cold liquid in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Switch that around a little bit. And then proceed again with the Hummer.
Yeah.
And then alternate. Yes. Hot to cold, hot to cold,
cold. Hot to cold.
And supposedly, it just drives guys batty.
Absolutely nuts. Who is that guy? Do we have a mic on the street again?
I don't know what's happening. Somebody's getting the technique as we speak.
Yes!
What's his name?
But ladies, if you're using the technique and you got it from us, mm-hmm. please tell your man where you got it from.
Yeah.
Because we're bribing people to listen to our show at this point.
And what a better way. There's no better way to get people to listen to the show than to bribe them with sexual favors.
With the best Hummer they'll ever get in their lives. So let's talk to Rachel here. Rachel.
Yes.
I heard you tried the Hummer technique.
Uh-huh.
And?
Phenomenal results.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Was the guy just freaking out?
Totally. Completely.
What did you use?
Just hot water. Didn't even bother with the tea. Couldn't be bothered with that, you know?
Hot water, and then you had another glass with some cold water in it?
And the cubes, a little bit of cubes.
And ice cubes?
Mm-hmm.
And you alternated hot to cold?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened every time you alternated? What did he do?
Like jumping, like writhing around like a fish out of water. It was unbelievable.
Great! Did you have him blindfolded, too?
Absolutely.
Wow, that is fantastic.
No doubt.
Did you at least tell him where you got the idea from?
Yeah. I kind of set it up, you know. I said, you know, I heard this thing and gonna give it a try.
My God.
Was it the best one he ever had, you think?
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
Definitely.
Awesome.
See, but now, like, you know, now I gotta live up to that. That's going to be difficult. I think I'm going to have to go buy the book or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things in Lauren Korn's book.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cool.
We'll pass any new ones on to the listeners also.
Great.
You never know.
Great.
Wow, I'm speechless.
I know.
So is he.
I'm just imagining.
I know. It's just bad.
Didn't you guys have your girls try it on you?
Well...
So you need to be able to speak from experience. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Experiential learning is the best kind of learning there is.
Can I give you her phone number? Maybe you could talk to her.
Maybe you should call her on Tuesday.
There you go.
I was experiencing an argument. So.
Yeah, Anthony was experiencing the hot and cold, but it was a different hot and cold.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Rachel. Yeah. Hi, NEW, what do you got?
How you doing, guys? I saw the Free Your Frustrations Friday this morning.
Uh-huh. Is that lame?
Oh, the best was when they had, what's that guy behind the counter? Phil Drummond from the Different Strokes. Talking about him, sorry.
Oh, you cursed, man. You cursed.
The S word, not the F word.
You can't use the S word on the radio.
We had a dump out of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Anthony, explain what's going on with Fox.
Well, Fox, yeah, they have that Good Day New York mm-hmm. in the morning. And for some reason, like 2 weeks ago, they just started this original idea that they have. You get to fax in what has pissed you off during the week, and they call it Free Your Frustrations Friday.
If they're going to steal our thing, they can't even go the distance and call it F-U Friday.
Well, could you picture a Fox News guy sitting there, it's now F-U Friday. Oh, well, F-U. You know, I don't think that would go over well with the Fox execs.
Yeah, but they take our bit and they bastardize it, and now it's all cute and cuddly.
I know.
Free Your Frustrations Friday, everyone.
Free Your Frustration Friday. Yeah, so they have that going.
Yeah, you guys should fax Fox and tell them, you know, come on. You got the idea from Opie and Anthony. At least give them credit.
Coming up on Fox, it's, Teabag Tuesday.
The fax line at Fox, give them hell. 212-717-5849. Rick's got that fax number if you need it, all right?
Yeah. Fax your frustration.
Priceline.com, Anthony.
Yes, I love Priceline.
One of our many sponsors on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Mm-hmm.
We do love Priceline.com. The reason I love them,
yes.
Personally, I don't think I've mentioned it lately, but they saved me $350 on 2 plane tickets to Florida right after Christmas.
True savings.
Did not know who I was. I heard William Shatner's on the radio forever. I needed a flight desperately, so I said, what the hell? I'll give them a call and see what they could do for me. And they saved me $350 to fly to Florida.
Quoted me my price that I wanted to pay for a new hairpiece. Priceline actually had a hairpiece for a price I could afford.
I don't know if they're working hairpieces yet, Mr. Shatner.
Well, since I do the commercials, they'll make some concessions for me.
All right.
Captain James T. Kirk.
I know that they do flights.
On your primitive airlines, yes.
And I know their latest thing is hotel rooms.
Yes, yes.
Going away in the near future and you need some hotel rooms, why don't you give them a try and see what they can do for you? If you use their service, they will give you a free hotel night. You name your price for a hotel room, and then they try to do that for you.
Yes, I want to shack up in a hotel with that green woman I was dancing with. Maybe I could get in touch with Priceline.
Well, you got a pen? You can write down the number.
Yes, get that for me.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony, FU Friday in progress. Keep the faxes coming. 212-957-WNEW. Getting a lot of people asking about Dave Matthews and what is going on this coming Tuesday. My answer to you is, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, let's just put that up on the board for everyone to read your words. I don't know.
Where's Roger?
I don't know.
In the hall.
I do know that Dave Matthews is coming in Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I do know he's playing on Ralph DeTore's show.
Right.
I do know that we want to invite some listeners down. But besides that, I have no clue what's going on. Because everybody wants to come down here and check out Dave Matthews on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Roger could come in to our show a little later on and explain all this for us.
Okay.
Because we really don't pay attention in meetings. They did tell us what's going on, right?
I don't know. I can't sit in these meetings. We have meetings, and I phase out. I start playing with my shoelaces. Like, I'll put my... I swear, I'm sitting in the chair, and the whole time, I got my eyes wide open, and I'm looking, like, right at the person that's talking.
And nodding and stuff.
And nodding and stuff, and all I'm thinking is, oh, my God, I'm going to fall asleep. I can't concentrate.
Well, that's why we got into radio, so we didn't have to have meetings.
Like, huh? And then I put my foot up on my leg, mm-hmm. and I take my shoelace, that little plastic piece on the end, and I start poking it through the other holes as they're talking. And occasionally I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. No, that's good. You know, and then I can't sit in meetings.
We have meetings about meetings at this place.
Yeah. And then I feel like I've been beat up when I leave them. You guys, I'm all tired.
You guys are sitting there going, you guys have the luckiest job in the world. Yeah, we do. But
yeah.
they make it hard.
Yeah.
It's a real basic job, but they make it complicated. Suits will wreck even radio.
Yeah, they put too much effort behind it.
Too much effort and thought.
Yeah.
You know, the other day we had Laura Korn on. We decided to drop all our music and turn it into a talk show for 2 hours.
Yeah.
This whole place freaked out. They were calling each other and having meetings saying, is it okay?
Why not? We haven't tested that.
Yeah,
how well that works with the slide rule.
Yeah, is there a research book we could go into to make sure this is okay?
Well, Tennessee, let's go to the 3DBB. If we cut out all the music, certain listeners will tune away. But others will come in when they hear interesting banter. And whoopee, you get people listening to the station. Thank you, Mr. Whoopee. I mean, yeah, there's a whole thought process behind, like, taking a dump in here.
Yeah.
There's everything. You need meetings and scheduling this and that.
Like, right now, there's someone in an office with a stopwatch going, oh, my God, they're talking too much. What the hell is going to happen? Someone turn off their mics.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It should be so easy.
According to our research, Opie and Anthony should only talk 17 minutes an hour.
We've researched this. We know. Thank you.
Roger's in the studio. So what's up with Dave Matthews?
Well, he's coming up Tuesday. He's going to be playing live in the studio at Ralph's show. And
studio. Ralph's show.
The faithful listeners.
I sign up for this abuse.
Yeah, you know, the faithful listeners thing. Know what Roger's all about. We just invite him in because we like to hear how he talks. It's that curse. He was born in Jersey and then raised down south.
In Atlanta.
It's what like some kind of a noxious accent mix that's like matter, antimatter, you know? It screws everything
it's
up.
Just a little too proper for you guys, I know.
All right. Now say Gary Hoey for us.
Gary Hoey.
I love that.
Yeah, that's funny.
So opening for Dave Matthews will be the Goo Goo Dolls. So then he'll be here at 1:30 to be playing.
Okay.
And on Monday we're going to be giving out listeners the opportunity to come up to the studio to meet Dave Matthews and hear him play live.
All right.
And so all day Monday.
Are you getting a limo for Dave Matthews to pick him up, to bring him to the studio?
No, actually, Carol's going to be picking him up and bringing him in.
So. Carol. Oh. I don't know that name.
Carol Miller.
Carol.
You know,
oh,
Carol.
No, I don't. No, okay. Doesn't ring a bell.
And so all day Monday, listeners are going to have to sing their favorite Dave Matthews song to win an invitation to come up here.
Really?
Wacky radio alert.
All right. All right. Cool. That sounds fun. Thanks, Roger.
My pleasure.
We just weren't sure on how that worked.
You didn't say limo, though.
No. He's not coming in a limo.
All right. Thank you.
To the studio.
All right. And speaking of winning, we got our Super Bowl winner on hold here. Is this the guy? Rick's handing me the name. You and I, Anthony, will be at this guy's house.
This is exciting.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tom from Bayshore. Let's say hi to Tom. Tom!
Hello?
It's Opie and Anthony.
No way!
We are coming to your house for the Super Bowl!
Get out of town! No way!
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I called you guys last night and said, yo, I hope you come to my house, man. I want you to bring Stephen Lynch.
Oh, I remember you.
You remember me? I called you. I don't believe it.
Are you cool or what?
Oh, we're cool. Don't worry. We got nothing to worry about.
We're going
to
have a good party over your house.
We're going to have a great party. How many people are we bringing?
Well, we could give your address out on the air, and then we'll get hundreds. It's up to you.
Oh, my God.
It's up to
you. I've never won anything in my life.
I'll give the dress out if you want me to.
No, I don't think I can house that many people.
All right, we'll give a hint. It's in Bayshore.
That's all right. I can't believe it. My wife's going to kill me.
Are you going to supply the strippers?
Oh, sure.
How that was part of the deal. If we come to your house for the Super Bowl, you have to supply the strippers.
How many you need?
Six each would be nice.
All right. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Well, congratulations. We're coming over Sunday.
Great. What time?
Anthony and I, and actually, you're really privileged because we're also bringing Ben the Fag and Black Earl.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What about Stephen Lynch? You got to bring him.
We'll see what he's doing. He might hang with us.
Let's bring him out.
I'll give him a call, see if he wants to come out.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, we're going to see you Sunday, man.
Great. What time are you coming?
I don't know, 4:35.
Beautiful.
And we'll stay for the whole game.
Great.
All right, and we got the 53-inch Sony TV that's going to be hooked up in your house, I think, tomorrow.
Great. Oh, my God. This is outstanding.
Well, Tom, congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess we're supposed to do something really gay here and say, like, what's the rock in New York? But we hate when people do that. So
well,
I have to come up with a cool one.
With a cool one?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the station that sends two DJs over your house that are probably going to get drunk and puke on your furniture?
That must be WNEW 102.7.
All right, Tom. We'll see you Sunday.
Great. Take it easy.
Cool. There goes Tom.
All right.
Looks like we're going to have fun on Sunday.
Yes, it does.
We were bitching and complaining all week because we were scared that we would get a winner that wasn't cool.
And we didn't want, you know,
or a winner
serial
that,
killer.
Yeah, a winner that lived in a one-room apartment with his mom or something.
Yeah.
But looks like we're going to have fun out there in Bayshore with Tom and the gang. Cool. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Def Leppard from Pyromania. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Happy Friday's going strong. I got a quick one here on the instant feedback. It says, Opie and Anthony, send out the hugest FU to my ex-fiance. The bastard cheated on me with a 20-year-old. We were together for 4.5 years, and everything was fine until he met this girl who had a sob story about being dumped by her fiance because she got pregnant. I hope he wraps his new truck that I helped him buy around an effing tree. I hope he's happy with the young psych patient with the kid. He's a effing weak pusky who can't deal with being responsible. He owes me almost $1,000 in repairs to my car and bills. Like father, like son, I guess. Thanks. I love how people are using the word pusky in their everyday conversations.
Well, it's an easy way to say something else and not get either in trouble or offend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun little word.
Oh, pusky.
I was watching The Godfather 3 last night.
You hate The Godfather 3.
I hate it, and I was sitting through some of it, though, just realizing how much I hated it. Not even the case, but commercials came on for what's coming up on, it was the USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing commercials for Basic Instinct.
Oh, speaking of Pusky.
Pusky.
With Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
And they're promoing it. They must have showed the clip where she's ready to uncross her legs, that famous scene where in the uncut version of the movie, she shows,
pusky.
And it became like the most famous part of the movie?
Sure.
So the announcer with that voice, you know, tonight, USA, Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone exposing it all.
You know they're not going to show it.
Like USA Network is going to show Gash.
That,
let's just say it.
That just like an F you to USA.
Yeah.
Because they're promoing it like they're going to show it.
They're suckering everyone in.
They're not going to show it.
Of course not.
Rent it if you want to see it. It's not even worth it.
I don't even know what the movie's about anymore. I just remember that scene.
That's what anyone remembers. I think the movie was bad.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I don't even care.
You can punch that up on the internet. They got like zoomed in shots of it and everything. It's just heinous. I swear to God.
Why is it heinous? Come on.
Do we have to get into it?
Carefully. I think we can.
Maybe she should have.
We're all adults here.
Maybe she should have trimmed.
You're trying. Are you trying to say, Anthony, that Sharon Stone has a 70s Earth Mama muff?
Look, hey, I don't want to say it was bad, but it kind of looked like Fidel Castro eating a London broil. There, I got to tell you, boy.
Oh, my Lord.
Crossing, uncrossing. There's a Wookiee down there.
Wow, okay.
That's all. But USA isn't going to show it. Cute. Stop promoing it like that.
Cute little story. Up next, we got more complaint letters about a Stephen Lynch song.
What a surprise.
Oh, that's our cue. Sorry about that.
Oops.
Too busy drinking a beer. What's this one? Look on the bright side. When Sharon gets old, she'll look like Don King upside down.
Looks like she's got Phil Donahue's head in a leg lock.
All right, enough. We've reached our quota on Sharon Stone private park jokes.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, David Bowie and Rebel Rebel. It's Sophie and Anthony.
Hello.
And we got to do one of these weather breaks.
What?
We don't do weather on our show.
Okay, what do we got?
Traffic and weather together on the...
No, that's 10. CBS.
Oh, okay.
No, no. On the ones is
on the ones
winds.
What do they say? Traffic and weather together on the ones.
No, it's traffic on the ones.
What about the weather part?
That's
always traffic and weather together, isn't it?
You're thinking CBS.
But they both do traffic and weather together. One
I don't think
says
together.
Traffic and weather together.
No, I don't think together.
Hmm. Okay.
Jesus. Now Scott Herman's gonna come running down here. Tell us what the deal is.
Oh, all right. And now the WNEW Weekend Weather Check sponsored by The Big Chill on home video. The forecast is...
Let's look. It's kind of gray. Chilly. Kind of cold, right?
I think so.
And,
And gloomy? Another
yeah,
gloomy,
gloomy
weekend?
Gloomy, gloomy, good, good, gloomy.
Gloomy's a good weather word.
Yeah.
Barometric pressure, do we know that?
Does
anyone understand
an isobar count?
Does anyone understand the barometric pressure when the weather geek says it on TV?
Yeah, so it'll be when it gets lower, the weather gets lousier.
Yeah, but the average schmo doesn't care or follow that.
Well, there is a low pressure system moving into our area, the counterclockwise circulation moving Arctic air our direction, which should make for a chilly evening.
Is
but
that...
this should all move away to make for kind of a partly cloudy weekend.
Really?
Enjoy it. Back to you, Opie.
This weekend, buy a copy of The Big Chill, the 15th anniversary edition from Columbia TriStar Home Video. And when Glenn Close does that shower scene, make sure you openly laugh as loud as you can. That's my favorite scene in the movie. Cracks me up every damn time.
In the fetal position on the floor
position.
Of the shower.
God, is that funny.
It's a scream.
All right. Well, we got some FUs here, Anthony, from Paula from College Point, New York.
What's her problem?
Opie and Anthony, I would like to give a big FU to the despicable bastard who wrote that dumb Kill a Kitten song.
Uh-oh.
P.S. I would like to also give you guys a big FU for playing it, Paula.
She doesn't like Stephen Lynch's little ditty.
And we got a letter, Anthony, that's supposed to go to management.
Oh, another one.
Just like yesterday. I don't know how we intercept these damn things, but...
Some veterinarian organization emailed us yesterday.
Well, this one has nice letterhead. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at the... It's professionally written. It's got to and from and CCs and phone numbers and email addresses, everything. This was supposed to go to the boss.
Must have used Word perfect.
So let me read this one. To WNEW. I was shocked and sickened to hear a song called Kill a Kitten recently on your reputable radio station.
Reputable. Could be reputable. Could be repulsive.
I think it is reputable.
Is it reputable or repulsive?
I think it's reputable.
Repugnant?
Repugnant radio station. Sorry about the reputable. Is reputable even a word?
It is now.
Okay. I was shocked and sickened to hear a song called Kill a Kitten on your lovely radio station. How's that? What is it or was it that you hope to accomplish here? A bunch of innocent mutilated kittens or puppies? If you can't find a kitten, I'm sure I don't have to tell you that there are many crazy listeners out there who will certainly enjoy testing out this song's how-to.
Of course.
Whereas I am not an animal rights activist, I am a loving and caring pet owner. I also give much of my spare time, which isn't much, to an animal hospital caring for other people's pets and comforting the owners when their pets are sick and dying or have died. These precious little creatures bring so much joy and happiness to many people, and I find it deplorable that NEW could even think of playing such a horrific song. Obviously, you are not pet owners.
Obviously, yes.
But if by some chance you are, I feel very sorry for your kittens and puppies. Thank you for your time. I would welcome any response via my email address, Susan from New York, New York. Well, Anthony, I think we should put this aside over here so we could hand that over to the boss after the show.
It should go into the file of very, very important letters that we've gotten.
Well, that file's right over here. That file's right over here, Anthony.
Okay, you could file that, right?
Yeah.
There we go. That's good. Put it in the proper... There it is. Yeah. You know what? I should have Jen tape someday. Me being an idiot with my cat.
Dude,
you know?
You don't even have to explain yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's funny that they say, you know, you're probably not a pet owner, and if you are, I feel sorry for your animals. It's like, JD, hey, come here, boy. Mm-hmm. I'm all nice to my cat. You... bitch.
We're both pet owners, but we also have a sense of humor.
Yeah, like anyone's going to hear the words to that song and start, you know, killing cats.
So this is something new on our radio show, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
When someone complains about a bit, we play the bit.
Play it.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop writing your stupid letters, then maybe we'll put the bit aside for a while, okay?
Right.
But here's Stephen Lynch and the Kill a Kitten song that everyone is talking about lately. All right?
Okay.
My favorite part is... the part about trying to feed your kitten cocaine.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's my favorite line.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite line in this song?
Probably the TNT up the butt line is pretty funny. You always heard the stories of that when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like there was always some kid in the neighborhood. Yeah, and he took a firecracker and he put it up the cat's butt and lit it. And you know it never happened. It's just one of those stories, you know.
All right. Man, we got a great story on the line we'll get to next. But in the meantime, we got to get back to the rock and roll. Green Day, our pals.
Yeah.
When are they coming in to say hi to us?
When they're in town, I guess.
The last time we had Green Day on our radio show at another radio station, they came in and we allowed them to go through the entire music library of this radio station.
Yeah.
And smash all the CDs that they felt we shouldn't have been playing at the time.
Yeah, they didn't like. So they threw them. They broke the clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're just nuts.
Now, I'm thinking here at NEW, I'm looking at a wall of CDs. There's some purging that needs to be done. So there's an open invitation to the gang of Green Day to come in here, and we will allow you to go through our entire CD collection and smash what you don't like.
Yeah, there are certain parts of the rock and roll library that should be taken off the Dewey Decimal System.
Yes.
You know?
So we're going to invite our pals, our buddies,
yeah,
Green Day, to come in here and purge the library for us.
Yeah.
They did a great job at the last station we were at, and I do believe they would have a field day in here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. That's the new band Train with the song called Free as you make your ride home on this FU Friday. Running around the studio like a madman today. So many FUs coming in, Ant.
Yeah.
There's a couple good ones on the instant feedback really fast here. This is from Kelly.
I want to send out a big F you to my boss, the lesbian, who hits on me constantly. You look like a man, bitch, but not enough like one.
Whoa!
Man, that's got to stink.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom, did you read his?
No.
From New York about the Killer Kitten song? I think a little sarcasm is in this. I'm not sure. Guys, I was wondering if you could start warning people before you played some of those bad songs. Some of us just aren't that bright. I had the blood of about 30 kittens on my hands before someone told me it was a joke. Sorry, I have to go now. That same person just pointed out I have my shoes on backwards. He was killing kittens before someone even had to tell him it was a joke. Oh, my God. We are so wrong.
We love sarcasm. Let's stress that. We love sarcasm. Yes. Keep it coming. This is a good sarcastic one. My colleague and I would like to send out a tag team FU to our secretary. Today she wore a dress to work that just didn't quite cut it. She is too old and too fat, especially for this dress. Anyway, we were walking towards her desk earlier when she turned around and bent over to open the bottom filing drawer.
Oh.
Ugh. We couldn't help it, but the guy autopilot thing took over and we looked. It was nasty.
The guy autopilot. Yeah, you have to look.
And F you to her for ruining our lunch.
Guys will always sneak a peek. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
That's the truth.
We always will. I remember a teacher of mine, and she was, you know, when you're in, I guess, sixth or seventh grade, she was an old lady to me, you know?
She was probably 20.
Yeah, right? Yeah, old lady.
Yeah.
But she bent over to show me something, and her blouse kind of flopped open at the top, and I actually saw nip.
Get out.
And I was sitting there, and I'm just starting to breathe heavy and everything. It's very embarrassing. But guys, we will sneak the peek.
And how old were you?
Sixth grade.
That's like striking gold when you're in sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of erotic, embarrassing.
Cute little story.
Interesting.
More
school days, yeah.
Rick's telling us we got a great FU on the line here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Annie W.
Hi.
Hi.
FU, huh? Let me tell you what happened to me. Christmas Eve day, I've been living with my boyfriend for 5 years.
Right.
And Christmas Eve day, I came home from work to find that he was in my house, in my bed, with someone else.
Oh, wow, who was it?
Oh, well, I found out later on who it was, but the best is my father had just passed away 3 weeks prior to
that. Oh, my Lord.
Insult to injury.
And let me tell you another thing, she's married.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, what did you come home early?
Well, no, I came home on time, but they weren't there, but I knew that someone was in the bed, and I happened to see presents that she had given him. And then I happened to unlock his lock drawer and found receipts. He bought her a CD stereo that me and him went shopping one night for Christmas presents, and he bought the stereo and told me it was for his son, but no, it was for his mistress.
Oh, what a skank!
What a skank!
Now, how did you know that they were using the bed?
Well, because I know how I make my bed,
uh-huh.
You know, and I know that John is his name, doesn't put stuffed animals on my bed. Only girls do that. She plays them just so right.
Did you look for errant hairs?
Yes.
Did you find any?
Of course.
Oh, man.
It's pretty gross. And you know what else?
They left their pubes in the bed.
This piece of shit.
Wow.
He was a pallbearer at my father's funeral.
Holy cow.
This is just awful.
And the day that my father was buried, he left me and went to her. He told me I had to go to work.
Holy.
Can I be arrested for doing this?
Nah.
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Man, what? I'm jamming with them. Eddie's getting experimental in that song, and you had to ruin it at the end there. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Pearl Jam Live from Live on Two Legs. That's Daughter reciting some Neil Young lyrics in the middle of that song.
He's so profound, man. He's just so hip.
Keep on rocking in the free world. You might have heard that in that song. Man. That's cool. I like it.
Better, man.
All right, man.
There is no cooler.
It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
The FUs are just great today. Keep them coming. Jersey Girl writes,
I want to send a big F you to my ex, as of today, boyfriend, who I just discovered today is back with his ex-girlfriend, even though we were still seeing each other. I don't think she knows about me, but he's been seeing me ever since he moved out of their house in October, and we slept together as recently as Sunday night. So if he said he was going out for cigarettes and was gone for 4 hours, now you know why. F you, Mike, and I hope you get those hemorrhoids back.
Not a happy camper.
What's up with the hemorrhoids part of that, man? What is going on there? All right. Hey, we got a good FU on line one? Okay, we'll go to that next.
All right.
We want to expand FU Friday, we've decided.
Expand it?
Yeah. We want to add a new concept to the to Fridays.
Oh, I see. Right, right. What we were discussing.
Yes.
To maybe make people feel even better than just venting is.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And that is, Anthony? I'll let you explain it.
It's a little thing called the Friday Fake O.
Yeah, baby.
It's a wonderful feature.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lovely lady to call us up if she wants to do the Fake O.
Mm-hmm.
And she works it up, goes through a fake orgasm.
Yes.
On the air.
Yes.
Building.
Yes.
How you like how do you like saying it, Opie?
I like when the orgasm builds to a crescendo.
Yes, there you go.
I like that.
The slow build, the big finish.
Yes.
And then the relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of people stuck in traffic right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would make a lot of people happy.
Yes, it would.
As they're stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And other people will be truly disgusted. Or we'll worry about you guys later. Why take care of the people that'll enjoy this?
Of course. Just trying to make people happy on their miserable drive home.
So if you're a fine young lady and you want to give the Friday Fake O a try today, mm-hmm. we're just starting it today. This is something that we're going to try to work in once a week on Fridays. Give us a call, 212-757-1027. All right?
Very good.
And we got a great FU on one, I think. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Inga.
Ooh, Inga.
Hi.
How are you?
Inga,
are you a German girl?
No, actually, I'm a black girl.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Man, I love black girls.
Yeah, what do you look like?
I'm 5'9", 130 pounds.
Wow.
I got wild curly hair like a lion's mane.
Oh.
Wow.
And he's eyes on Capricorn Lashes, baby. Anyway, I want to participate in FU Friday.
You know, right. You know that my fantasy is to be with one black girl. One damn lousy black girl.
They chew you up, you whitey.
I got a wild tattoo in my back, too.
You
know,
you have a tat?
I got a huge now, Japanese koi all over my back.
Can you see it? Are you a dark, dark black girl?
No, I'm like Capricorn Leche, like, you know, coffee with milk.
Yay! Because some black guys I see getting a lot of tats these days, and it's like...
Oh, no, I look great.
It's like, what the hell is that?
No, I look great, baby.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A Japanese koi. I like to move it around, you know.
You know, whoa! You
know, anyway, check it
wait,
out.
Wait, wait, wait. My fantasy, you know, is to be with a black girl, like I just said. And it goes this far where I used to go into black clubs and try to, like, pick up a black girl.
Yeah, that's going to work for Opie.
You want to see all those curves, huh?
Oh, and I'd go in and I would just try to work in and, like, you know, try to get the rap down. And so many girls would laugh at me.
Of course. You're like the crack-ass, crackiest cracker.
Wow.
But I tried. I tried a bunch of times. Like, man, I just want to go black one time, man.
Hey, home girl. What up?
What up?
What about me and you get down with it?
You would have loved me.
All right, let's hear your
FU. Anyway, my FU is out to this guy who's an Italian guy, 41, and, you know, we were kicking it for a while. I would give him great phone sex.
Kicking
I would
it
give him real
means
sex.
Having sex.
Wait, you were having phone sex with him?
Yeah. I would have phone sex. I would have real sex.
Wait, let's hear your phone sex voice.
Okay.
Don't say anything that'll get us kicked off the radio.
Okay,
be a little careful.
Say, like, hi.
Yeah.
I missed that. Oh, God, I missed that nice.
Oh, the static.
Huh?
Damn static on your phone.
Static wrecked it.
Oh, it wrecked
okay,
it.
Okay, what?
All right, try again.
Okay.
just that giant claw is so big. And I'm just glad the way I like step up and down.
All right, good.
Is that going to get kicked off?
It's getting close.
If anyone could hear it.
Oh, anyway. So you're not going to participate or what?
No, go. Go with the
F. Okay, cool. So anyway, I was kicking it with this guy, and we were having a great time. And, you know, he's older, 13 years my senior, so I thought that was even really cool. You know, daddy's, you know, whatever. And I got breast cancer.
Oh, no.
You just wrecked everything.
Check, please. Check, please.
Ah,
I think
know,
this table needs to be bussed.
Look at the time. We got to go.
God.
Oh, no.
You know. What the heck,
I'm
man?
I'm better.
I'm hung like a damn acorn now.
What? Hey.
What the heck?
You know, we understand it's tragic and all, obviously, but.
Yeah, but guess what?
But
I'm
it kind of.
I look like 10 times better than I did before.
All right, it's, you know, I'm glad you're fighting it and stuff, but it's
well,
just,
it's
we
good.
Weren't expecting that.
Wow,
all right,
I came out of left field.
Come on, this is my FU Friday.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so like, I had a horrible New Year's. He took somebody else out. Had a horrible Christmas. He took somebody else out, and it was just like this guy totally dissed me, you know, this week and every week, but. I got him back, though.
Yeah, how'd you get him back?
Well, I, like, called his cell phone, his work phone, his home phone, and I antagonized him to death.
Oh.
And then he got, like, he had surgery this week, so I think I got him back.
Uh-oh. What did he get?
He had a brain tumor, so he got radiation.
Oh, you know, what's this supposed to
be? Wow.
What the heck?
Where are you guys having sex? On a toxic waste dump? Jesus.
No, come on. It's good. It's a good FU Friday, man.
Yeah, that's a cute little story.
Now I'm dating a head.
Hey, we're both, like, really hot people. You would never expect it.
All right. Well, Inga, I don't know what
well,
to
good
say.
Luck to you.
Good luck to you. You just killed the mood.
No, come on. I used to be a model. I can do good.
All right. Well, all right. You'll have to come in and see us someday.
So, to show you my new...
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
You're rebuilt.
Yeah, we'll check out anything. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, babe.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, and you know who was screening the phone calls?
Gary, our boss.
Thanks, yeah. Gary. That was a great one.
Wow.
Jeez. Get her on the phone. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. The Black Crowes kicking my heart around from their By Your Side CD. It's Opie and Anthony on FU Friday. And check this out, Anthony.
I see.
Oh, my God.
Those are lovely.
I got to thank Stacy for faxing in her breasts. 36 C's, it looks like.
That's what copy machines and faxes were made for.
It kind of looks like two fried eggs, because obviously she pressed them against the...
Yeah, those are pushed.
They look awesome, though. And it looks like there's some kind of tattoo below the breast. Looks like it might be a sun or something like that. It's hard to see. But,
boy, you think when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he'd ever think that the phone lines he was inventing would be used to transmit pictures of breasts?
Yeah.
No, amazing.
I don't think that's what he had in mind. But,
the future.
Anyway, Stacy writes, because we want a girl to do the Friday fake orgasm today. Mm-hmm. Now, when we first got to NEW, we were doing this feature.
Yeah.
But management and a lot of the listeners, the older listeners, because we didn't purge the system yet.
No, we tried this a little too soon.
They really weren't into the Friday fake orgasm. Everyone was not into it.
It almost killed me.
Right.
I was listening to NEW for 23 years, and oh my, I heard a girl moaning, and I started getting a feeling in my prostate.
So we had to cancel the feature before it really got going.
Yeah.
But we figured at this point, if we could start a Hummer Club, mm-hmm. if we could get the FU Friday going,
right.
I think it's time to bring back the Friday fake orgasm.
Yes.
And according to Stacy's facts with her boobs here, she's into it, too. She writes, Opinac, hey, guys, I'm alone and bored at work, and I heard you needed someone to do the Friday Fake-O today. You guys used to do the Friday Fake-O when you first got to NEW, and then you stopped. I must admit, I missed hearing it. Hearing strange girls moan on the radio was a real turn-on to me. Oh, man.
Then she goes on, because, all right, then the boobs are in the middle of the facts. And then, yeah. And then at the bottom it says, if you like my 36 C's, give me a call at work and I'll give it a try. Love you guys. Stacy. This could be her right here? All right. Rick called up the number here. Let's get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is Stacy there?
This is she.
Stacy?
Yeah.
Do you have a nice tattoo right below your breast?
Yes, I do.
Stacy!
Hey.
It's Opie and Anthony. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You faxed us your breast today.
I did.
And what a lovely set. 36 C's.
That's right.
Beautiful. And a nice little tattoo. What is that? Of like a sun or something?
Yeah, it is. I have to get it colored, though.
It's a sun right below her boobs, bro.
Those are pretty big.
You like those?
Did you press them against the Xerox machine?
I sure did.
Wow.
Now, Stacy, we need someone to do today's Friday Fae Go.
Yeah?
And you were brave enough in your little facts to say that you missed the Friday Fae Go, so we thought that you should do it today.
Right here in the office?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all it has to be is, like, what, 30, 40 seconds, tops?
Oh, tops.
And, you know, you have that nice build, and it builds to a crescendo.
Crescendo, as open.
And don't leave us hanging. Every once in a while, a girl does this, and they leave us hanging. You got to have the big finish. By the way, Stacy, what do you look like? We got to visualize.
Okay, I have blonde hair.
Ooh.
And I have, like, bluish-greenish eyes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're obviously a very good-looking lady.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm.
So you ready for the Friday Fae-Go?
I guess so.
All right, it's Stacy, everyone. Background this?
Yeah.
That was me feeling up your facts of your breast. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. We are having lots and lots of fun today.
Oh, yeah.
Except for you Friday, and we've pretty much lost control of our own radio show today, but that's okay. Seems like people are enjoying it today, and thanks for the kind words and faxes and email. Appreciate it.
If we've lost control, at least it's in good hands. You crazy bastard.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, Opie Anthony.
Yeah.
It's Barry in Jersey.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Got an awesome nip story for you.
This is what I mean by losing control of the show.
My six-year-old, my three-year-old, I'm 35 years old, and I still remember it like it was yesterday.
All right, what happened?
I was hanging with my friend. I grew up in Yonkers, taking the subway down the city, and we're in sixth grade, coming down the stairs of the subway, and my friend sees this girl standing, really hot girl. She's standing underneath the stairs, and we look down, and you can see the nip completely and utterly. We stood there for literally 6 to 10 minutes just staring at this girl's nip until the D-train came. And she knew it the whole time. The whole time. She kept looking up at us and laughing and everything else. It was unbelievable. It was phenomenal. Oh, by the way, I just want to say the reason why I listen to you guys, you're amazing, and you're the only guys on the face of the earth that would probably play On Tiles by Zeppelin anyway.
Yeah, that song rocks. Cool,
man. Let me ask you one question. You're always busting on people for song lists, playlists, and stuff like that. That's your own choice?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that one is.
I just got home. I was listening to you on 287. I'm sitting in my basement now listening to you guys. I want to tell you that nip story. I was trying to get in touch with you the whole way home on 287.
That's great. I know the ladies out there.
Really good nip stories, but I'll let you guys go. I know you probably got a lot to do.
All right, man.
I'll be calling in again.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
You guys rule.
Yeah, there's a lot of ladies shaking their heads right now in their cars, but guys just love stuff like that.
The sneak a peek.
is a lot more erotic, I think, than sometimes just seeing, like going to a club and seeing a dancer.
Yeah.
You know, a topless dancer. If you could sneak a peek off somebody that you normally wouldn't, oh.
Well, we were talking on the way home last night, because we had Laura Korn in earlier in the week. She did a great job for us, by the way.
Yes.
Everyone's ranting and raving about her appearance. But she was talking about the number one fetishes for men and women.
Yeah, she got the man fetish all wrong.
What was the woman fetish again?
Woman fetish was smell.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Smells.
The way a guy smells.
Okay. And the number one fetish for guys, she said, is feet.
No.
Girls in, like, open-toed shoes.
High-heeled, open-toed. Not that doesn't work for me.
And Anthony and I think the number one fetish for guys is voyeurism.
It's got to be voyeurism to some point. I'm not talking about plodding through your neighbor's yard and looking through the window.
Yeah, no, that's not what we're getting at. But there's just many forms of it.
Yeah.
But something like that story where all of a sudden you're copping a peek, that's just drives a man nuts.
How cool was it, like, when you'd be in the pool and a girl would dive in and come up and her top was kind of down, you know, and she quickly pulled it back and you'd just go like, oh, I got a peek.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You would love that.
Yeah. Exactly.
God, we're really getting perverted these days on this show.
Because we just don't care anymore.
I don't even understand.
We don't care.
Yeah, well.
We found out this week that there's just a guy, I don't know, listening to our show every day, trying to decide what to do with us.
Yeah.
It has hit the internet that he's taking a look at Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
So
taking a look into Opie and Anthony.
Into. So somewhere. What do you
mean? Colon scope?
Somewhere there's a guy, probably with a big pad and a pen, in a suit, probably.
Yeah.
Listening to our entire show, and he's going to decide our fate, according to the internet. He's taking a look at Opie and Anthony.
Read it on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
Got to be true. Everything is true on the internet. So with that, I guess we have entered the I don't care stage.
I love freedom.
Hi, Annie W.
Hi, this is Rachel. I want to send an FU to my big, fat, guinea ex-boyfriend.
What did he do?
You want to know what he did?
Yeah.
Sunday, we got into a fight, right? We were at a party. We got into a fight. He's driving me home. It's like 12:30 in the morning. You know what he does? From a moving car, he opens the door, pushes me out of the car.
What?
Onto the highway. I swear to God. And there's like a killer around here, right? That's like killing girls, like near the highway and stuff. And he just drives off. He just drives off, leaves me there, scuffs up my shoes. It took me 5 years to pick out shoes that I liked. And he just scuffs up my shoes, ruined my shoes. That's walk 2 miles. Can you believe this? Don't laugh. He's fat. He's disgusting. And so I broke up with him. And I don't care because, you know, I'm going out with somebody else. I'm messing around with someone else. I don't care. He needs to lose some weight. He was repulsing. And I just want to send FU to him.
Hey, how fast was he going when he pushed you out?
How fast was he going? He was going like 40 miles an hour. He slowed down a little for me.
Would you tuck and roll?
I went like face first out of the car. It's not funny.
You know what?
Funny, horrible, what?
I would have been going 70.
Yeah.
That voice.
You think you're funny, huh? It wasn't funny. And so he came over the next day.
Yeah.
And he wants to like make up with me, right? I'm like, no way. And so he tells me that he pushed me out because he wanted to teach me a lesson. Can you believe the balls on this guy? So I told him, I'm like, F you, I'm messing someone else. And he's a lot hotter than he is.
All right, well, take care of yourself.
All right, you're not going to put me on the air?
We're going to put you on the air, definitely.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll hold on.
Yeah, you hold.
You hold. You're on the air.
These people. They don't understand the delay, Opie.
That's okay.
Gary in Farmingdale, got to say hi to him.
Yeah.
He said that was definitely the best fake-o he's ever heard.
That was amazing.
Keep it up. He got a headache yesterday laughing so hard at Lewis Black.
Uh-huh.
Lewis Black on.
Cool.
And he just wants to bring up that the Sony PlayStation commercial for Battle Tanks with Snuggles the teddy bear running on fire with the missing arm cracks him up every time. Later, guys.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You haven't seen the one for Battle Tanks?
No, I have not.
It starts off at like a Snuggles commercial. You know that Snuggles the bear? Ooh, it's so cozy and cushy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like on top of the washing machine on some soft towel,
mm-hmm.
and it's Snuggles, you know? And he looks out the window, and there's this big battle tank coming at him, and it starts firing at him. He's running through a field. At one point, his arm is missing, and the other one's on fire. He's waving it, trying to put it out, and the tank is just shooting at him. It's hysterical. It kills me, too. I understand what you mean, Gary.
Those commercials are the best.
Yeah, really
They come up with some really good ones. Hey, are we going to see a Doritos chick commercial Sunday?
Oh, the big Super Bowl commercials. All the DJs got to be talking about that,
oh
boy.
Oh, she is doing a spot this year. That was the best commercial last year's Super Bowl.
She's hot.
The lady in the laundromat with the Doritos. She used to be what, Miss USA or something like that? Yeah. Allie Landry. She is doing a spot. Oh, I can't wait to see that this Sunday.
Nice looking lady.
And real fast, as we talk about the Super Bowl, we got to congratulate once again Tom Pixiano, I believe, is his name, from Bayshore. We are going to his house, Anthony and Opie.
Yes.
With a 53-inch Sony projection screen TV, and we are going to hang out with Tom and his pals and watch the Super Bowl.
And what did Ben load in the back of your truck?
Lots and lots of soda pop.
More than just soda pop.
Is it? It better be.
This is going to be a party. This is going to be a heck of a party. Tons of food, tons of brew, lots of soda.
We need lots of soda. I need soda, because Poopsie doesn't let me drink.
There better be beer in there. Though.
There is beer.
Yeah, lots of beer.
Plenty of beer. I made sure of that.
And we talked to Tom earlier, and he noted his reaction was when we said that we're coming to his house with the big TV.
What?
He goes, my wife is going to kill me.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that. So, Ben, you put that in the back of Opie's truck?
Opie's truck is filled. You it's put, so crazy.
You went into the back door?
Yes. I went in the back door.
Only door Ben the Fag knows how to use. he loaded up the back door.
Guys, love this. My fan club. And that will be Earl and I at the Nets game in about an hour or whatever.
All right. Come over
and harass Earl and I. We will be in the NEW van with tons of stuff to give away.
All right.
The metal ends as soon as Earl gets finished cutting spots.
Okay. Step up, say hi to Ben the Fag and Black Earl.
Black Earl. Cool. We're making them famous on our radio show.
Very good. At least somebody gets famous off of this show.
Did you see Prince Charles on the news last night?
Yeah.
Getting out with Camilla the pig.
Parker or whatever.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. They leave this restaurant. They had informed the press that they were going to be at this restaurant so you could take pictures. Finally, they were going to get pictures. If you saw this on the news, it looked like a strobe light was going off.
Correct.
So many flashes catching pictures. It had to be 10,000 pictures being taken.
And what happens to us when we leave the NEW studios, Anthony?
An occasional homeless guy throws a penny at our head.
You can hear the crickets.
Yeah. Thank you, please. The crowd, stay away, please.
One at a time. One at a time.
You got a quarter, man? Yeah. I need a quarter.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York from My Own Prison, the debut CD from Creed.
Yeah.
Little Jimi Hendrix ending there.
Rock.
That's a song called One by Creed. It's Opie and Anthony, FU Friday, going quite well today. You guys are finally getting the concept of FU Friday.
A lot of people pretty pissed off today.
This is
good. They were able to vent.
This is how it's going to work from now on. Monday through Thursday, we love the audience participation every day of the week. But Monday through Thursday, you know, we'll do our regular show, and, you know, when you could jump in, you jump in. But Fridays, pretty much, we're just going to hand over the radio station to you guys.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of pretty wacky stuff today, because that's what you guys came up with.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to hear when you go to the phones, you know.
Great.
So we're having a lot of fun with that. And thank you, guys. Thank you. See, we're actually starting to be nice to our listeners. Because now we know we have some.
Yeah, we always used to get in trouble for just unloading on people on the phone. You can't be that mean to the people that call you.
Well, they're calling us, you know, assholes.
Yeah.
Well, just please don't call them the C word.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
We got dragged into the office one day. And did one of you two call a woman that called up
the C word?
The C word. But, you know, didn't say the C word.
And then Anthony and I are looking at each other. We're pretty good at fessing up.
Yeah.
The bosses, you know, confront us with something. We'll admit it.
Yeah.
We have no problem admitting it. But this time we're like, oof. It was too early in the game. We're like, well. And then the boss looks right at me and he goes, I have a feeling it was Opie.
Yeah.
Opie seems to be the mean one that has a lot of stress and anger in his body. And then I got pissed and I go, all right, no, that was Anthony that time.
I said, well, you didn't even have to say that because at that point I said, well, no, it may have been me.
Right.
So I was a little bit angry that day.
I'm like, wait a minute, come on. Yeah, I tend to be the one that goes nuts, but
yeah.
But that time it was Anthony.
But our, oops.
Our bosses just didn't get it in the beginning.
No.
Because we'd have people just every day screaming at us. It wasn't a lot of fun around here 6 months ago. Screaming at us. Get the F off the radio. And what are we supposed to do? Sit there and go, thanks for calling, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Your opinion is wonderful, and we will take it. And no, so we're like, shut up, you. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, you got to fight back.
Yeah. But it's nice now being able to take calls and actually have people participate on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Well, we just feel like we're starting to build like a nice little audience.
Yeah.
And it gives us confidence to go on.
Thank you, people. Don't get weepy on us.
Actually, we don't give an F. Hi, Annie W.
Hey, is this Opie or Anthony?
Oh, yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
I want to tell you, I heard Howard this morning, and they were talking about you guys.
Yeah,
really?
They didn't mention our
name, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. But they said they were talking about what you guys were talking about yesterday when, was it Opie got beat up for saying nigger?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the story goes, yeah, when I was young, I was really...
Well, I heard it yesterday, but this morning I heard it on Howard.
Yeah. Well, Big Black, if that sucking motherfucker is listening to our show, give us credit, you asshole. You piece of shit. You...
Oh my god.
Holy
shit. You guys playing broad bingo today?
We need the help around here, and if Big Black's going to call Howard with a cute little story that's going to make everyone laugh, at least, you know, tell everyone
where it came from. I know.
All right, man.
Humorous anecdote.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need any help, right?
No, not at all. No.
Please. Please, Don Stern, a mention would be nice. You hold all of your listeners in your pocket like so many nickels and dimes. You must let us all drink from the well. Don Stern, if somebody uses a story that was on our show, please say our names, Don Stern.
All right.
I don't know what he's talking about, Robin. Big Black calls up and he tells a story about something, like a black guy or something. I don't know where I heard it, Robin. What do you think, Jackie? You're not gonna...
Oh, too much fun. Hey, everyone is requesting Stephen Lynch songs.
Yeah, people love Stephen, man.
Yeah, because he's so honest.
Yeah.
He's honest like us.
He's another guy that just doesn't care, man. Say now, pay later.
Exactly. That's our philosophy.
Bravo. Thank you.
Nice to little theme. A lot of your music.
You know, I realized that too.
Yeah.
One day after having sung that song, the priest song, the gerbil song, yeah, all in a row.
Yeah, so you got maybe some
issues. A couple of issues.
A few there. Okay. Yeah.
Deal with those, I guess. Uh-huh. You're secure in your manhood. I guess that's fine.
And I am.
Yeah, sure you are, Stephen. Can't wait to get him in for a batch of new songs, man. All right. Let's get out of time. All right, we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
We got to leave early today, guys. Sorry. We like going late, and we'll start going late again next week, but
yeah,
we got to leave.
It's Friday. It's time to go.
Yes. I guess this ends your WNEW broadcast day.
No. No, okay. There's plenty more music.
Sure?
To come, yeah.
Okay. What? I thought we were one of those stations. When it got dark, it went off the air. That's all.
That? No.
No. All right.
We'll be back
Monday
to tell you all about our little party that we're going to on Sunday.
At Tom's house in Bayshore.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that. We really are.
Yeah.